The Development Bank of Jamaica, the DBJ, has over the last few years deepened its involvement in the micro, small and medium-sized enterprises MSME sector, bringing capital, collateral support and capacity building to a range of businesses, both new and existing. The bank is soon to roll out an initiative called the Innovation Grant from New Ideas to Entrepreneurship, IGNITE. The objective of this two-year pilot program is to support the creation and growth of new innovative firms in productive sectors. Up next, General Manager of Strategic Services at the DBJ, Claudine Tracy, provides more information on the IGNITE project. She was speaking in an interview with Ian Boyne.
Journeying with businesses has really taught DBJ a lot of lessons in terms of how we can support entrepreneurs. And one of the gaps that we saw in the market was that startups just did not have a lot of opportunities for financing.
Yes.
And the truth is, startups aren't necessarily the best bet for a loan or even equity investment.
Oh.
Many startups need a kickstart through grant financing.
True.
And that's what IGNITE
is. You're not paying back for it.
You're not paying back for it. Not financially.
Financially, yes.
But there is payback in other ways. And they need that kickstart. And so the IGNITE program is to help to fund innovative businesses. So if you're a startup, meaning you're operating for less than 24 months, and you have a truly innovative idea, a new product that has never been launched before, a new way of doing an existing business.
It must be innovative.
It has to be innovative, because that's where we believe that Jamaica can get its competitive advantage and actually get the kind of economic growth that we desire. And so we're definitely targeting innovation companies. And how the IGNITE program will work is that we first qualify, again, another acronym, what we call Business Service Intermediaries, which is really an organized community group that caters to small businesses, so such as an incubator or an accelerator or an umbrella association. And the reason why we want to partner first with a BSI is that we want to ensure that the entrepreneur really has a community of supporters, so that once the entrepreneur gets the grant, they have a support system to actually help the business to grow and to be sustainable. So we actually did a call for proposals and invited these BSIs to apply to be the intermediaries through which we can channel the grants. That was done. We got overwhelming application, and we've actually just selected 3 BSIs that we'll be working with for this year. And now that the BSIs are on board, I'm not about to announce it yet, then the entrepreneurs who are part of those BSIs can then submit their proposals for consideration for funding.
So this is a program that is to be launched soon.
It is to be launched
soon. So we're breaking news on Issues and Answers here. You also have information about a website that exists that actually lists a whole slew of organizations from which small business people can get services and access grants and loans.
One of the things that I have found in discussing these issues with small businesses is that they just don't know where to go to get information.
Right.
Lack of information is a true challenge for small businesses. And so our board of directors at DBJ challenged us to create what we call a finance directory or financing directory, where right now we're listing about 80-something opportunities, financing opportunities for SME.
Finance opportunities.
So there's credit opportunities, there's grant opportunities, there's equity opportunities, where an SME can go on to this directory and do a search, and a host of opportunities will come up, and they can choose now which opportunities best meet the need of their business.
And what is that website?
It is findmsmefinancing.com.jm.
F-I-N-D,
msmefinancing.com.jm.
A person just goes on to that, and all of these opportunities come
are
up
at their fingertips.
General Manager of Strategic Services at the DBJ, Claudine Tracy, speaking in an interview with Ian Boyne.
Calling all government pensioners, the Accountant General's Department invites you to its Pensioners Information Forum. Come learn more about the AGD's modernization program and other services. The first stop will be at the Errol Flynn Marina, Portland on Friday, September 25, starting at 10 a.m. Representatives from the NHF, SAGICOR and other financial institutions will also be on hand to share useful information on pension health benefits and so much more. That's a Pensioners Information Forum hosted by the Accountant General's Department, Friday, September 25 at the Errol Flynn Marina in Portland, starting at 10 a.m. See you there.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.